And when they got swept by Washington 3 years ago, there was a chance he would get fired then. If they had lost to Indiana the following year, I think he maybe would have gotten fired then. And that's been reported too. Like I think it was a change that was made irregardless of anything else.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. Through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. I'm constantly updating the calendars, and I'd love to see you at one of my upcoming performances. The second way you can listen is you can click that speaker box that you're listening to on my website. That will shoot you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, Mixlr.com. And then you can sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. Now, for some reason, the Mixlr website says it's not secure, but I wouldn't worry about that this day and age. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because that's how I'm broadcasting. We broadcast live. And if you cannot listen to the live version, we have a slightly edited for time podcast version available through Google Play and iTunes. So, and again, my name is Mark Scalia. This is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And as I start the show every single week to bring you up to speed on what's been going on, I play you the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And last week, we had AJ Haypenny as a guest because he was one of the guests for the 2019 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. And it was fantastic. Let me tell you how amazing it was. We had 11 amazing comics, 12 including myself, from all over the country. We had Jeff, see if I remember everybody, it's only been a weekend, Jeff Colella, who's going to be a guest next week. He is from New Jersey. We had Chad Powers from New York. We had Marla DeMarche. No, it's DeMarkey, because it's the C is the H is silent. She is from Cleveland. We had Stu Melton, also from New York. We had Dave Decker from Massachusetts, Jody Sloan from New Hampshire, AJ Haypenny, he's from down the Cape Cod. We had Ralphie J, he's from Tewksbury, Mass. Who else did we have? I don't want to miss anybody. We had Lucy Tollefson from Seattle. I can't forget Lucy. She was one of my personal favorites. Actually, everybody was my favorite. Who am I missing? Who am I missing? I know I'm missing somebody. I'm not going to mess around because I want to make sure. Because we had 11 of the funniest people that I've ever worked with. Let's see. Yes, Evan Hull. Oh, my God. How ironic, because I was breaking his balls the whole weekend about how I was, like, not putting him up and all that stuff. And it was just really funny to have him there. And also, yes, I got everybody except Evan. Oh, and of course, we have Steve Turgeon from Rhode Island. Drove all the way up during that ice storm we had. It was fantastic. Thursday at Far From the Tree. Cider was flowing. I was drinking. Everybody was drinking. We had pizza from Flying Saucer Pizza Company. They gave us four different kinds of pizzas. Vegan, meat, vegetarian, and there was another one. There was so good. We had so much pizza. And then Friday night at Finn's restaurant. So cool. We actually oversold, and we actually sold some tickets at the door because like 4 people didn't show up. So we sold their tickets, which was good because they didn't want to lose money. And people brought other people, which was fun. And then Saturday night, we closed it all out with Deacon Giles Distillery. And both Ian and Jesse, two of my favorite people in the world, and they make a phenomenal product. The products, I should say, rum, gin, vodka, absinthe, what have you. They just making tons of it. And we had a sellout crowd that night as well. It was just fantastic. And it was during that horrific ice storm. Oh, my God. Did you know we had an ice storm? It was horrible up here. And it wasn't so bad that it was, you know, like snow and everything. But everything was like frozen solid. And now it's been cold. It's been like solid cold. Like 0 or 4 degrees. Four. Fuck. But we had a great time. And, you know, now it's about the weather. Now it's about getting through. And then, of course, on the Sunday, guess what? He's back.
I'm thinking I'm back.
I'm back! Yes.
I'm back.
Tom Brady. There we go.
Tom Brady.
I forgot about this part of the promo.
Tom Brady.
Not Slim Shady, but Tom Brady. I forgot I had that promo. Because, yes, the New England Patriots are going back to the big game. I got to say, I watched the New Orleans Rams game, and that was a ton of bullshit. I mean, just bullshit. The calls were ridiculous. And then the non-calls were ridiculous. And then, of course, I'm watching my game, the Patriots, and the calls. That's why almost every single call got overturned, because it was a bullshit call. Now, granted, I'm a Patriots fan. I'll be honest with you. I'm not hiding it. I'm a Patriots fan. But you got to admit, those calls were all bullshit. And then there was some pass interference calls that weren't being called. It was too much. But now I'm trying to calm down because we had a great, yes, my wife said, amazing weekend of comedy and football. Everything was all around. Everything was perfect. Everything was wonderful. And now I got to settle back into the work environment. And I'm just, you know, I'm back to the whole, did I want to do something? It's January. And I know I have some irresolutions to keep track of. But so here's what I'm doing. I'm actually having a little beverage tonight. I'll tell you what I'm having. Yes, I'm having a little red tonight. And it's a new version for me. I wish they were. You know something? I should get Deacon Giles to sponsor my radio show. That way I can drink for free. I'm currently drinking Apothic Inferno. Now, I love Apothic Red. It's a great wine. Absolutely love it. But I tried this because it is aged in whiskey barrels for 60 days. Even the bottle sounds angry. When you first open the bottle, it is all whiskey. You're like, ooh, that's angry. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's angry. I'm going to have another sip. That's good. Ooh. Mm. Ooh, that's some good wine. That is some good wine. Oh, and I've heard bad wines. Oh, my wife has like posted triple time in Facebook. Thank you, Karen, for that. I appreciate it. And I got to say, my wife is just amazing help during the festival. She had some personal problems in her life. I won't say problems, but some personal events in her life that took her away from my Friday night show. But she was extremely supportive Thursday, Friday, the whole weekend, just in the whole process. Did an amazing job. Her and Giovanni Alabiso, and I finally, after a whole weekend of working with him, pronounced his name correctly. You know what it is? Because you know when you hear something and then you see it in print or you remember it the way you read it, and then no matter how many times people tell you, you keep fucking mispronouncing it. That's what I do sometimes. It's not that I'm not paying attention or a dick. I'm just, you know, shit happens sometimes. Oh, and speaking of that, our guest tonight, I actually had a little bit of trouble with his name. Because, you see, here's the thing. It's really funny. You would think somebody Italian, like myself, would be able to see another Italian's name and pronounce it correctly. But that doesn't work for me. For some reason, I have the hardest times with Italian names. It's so fucking bizarre. But once I hear it, I'll never forget it. Like, of course, Giovanni. It's Abeliso, but I've been saying Abeliso. Abeliso, it's... Oh, fuck, I meant to... See? Never mind. I'm going to save myself by getting out of this. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first break. When we come back from break, we're going to chat with my guest. Now, here's the funny thing. I have never met him, but we have a lot of friends, mutual friends. And his manager actually said, hey, would you like to be a guest on the show? And I said, have you heard the show? This is not going to help him. I'll be honest with you. It doesn't help me. I do it all that, like I'm the permanent guest. But I talked to him during the pre-show. Really nice guy. Seems like, and I've watched some of his stuff. Really, really funny guy as well. John Poveromo will be joining us after the break. And during the break, you're going to get a little sample of his set from, I think it's from the DC Improv. You know something? We're going to talk to him when we come back. So we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk with John Poveromo. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
What the f***? It's snow. Several inches on the house tonight. Sweep the porch and steps and it'll be fine. All this snow is make me lose my mind. I just wanna see it.
Every day I'm shoveling. Shoveling, shoveling.
We're getting more snow tonight. Do I look like I'm having a good time? We're all gonna f***ing lose our minds. Everybody, it's winter time.
It's not snowing again.
Oh, no. That snow up.
F*** that. Every day I'm shoveling.
Clean your car off. Really, clean off your f***ing car.
My name is AJ Hapen. I'm a comedian. You are listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. And he's a comedy inspiration. I mean, he's doing it for 30 years. I've been doing it for 5. And then if anything goes to show, it means in 25 years, I too can quit comedy.
All right. Yeah, I'm from New Jersey. If you guys ever want to visit, just head east into your side. It's a nice state, right? I love coming to D.C., though, because you guys are so close to Trump and the White House and shit. Like, you guys are like first responders who got to a fire and were like, we can't put it out for 3 more years. We don't know what to do. Like, why don't you do something? You're like, I want to. I just can't. Fucking awful. Right? I have a lot of family who likes to fucking, they love Trump, and I don't know how to handle that kind of shit, but I do. We have one thing in common, and that is during the inauguration, we all felt like it was going to be the series finale of America. For different reasons, like for me, I was like, holy shit, they just killed off the favorite black character we had for like 8 years. Anybody see that coming? I don't know. Replaced him with a used condom filled with Sunny D. We're like, holy shit. You know that fucking act. I had no idea. That's amazing shit. He says a lot of dumb shit like every president does. I'm not even going to rag on him for that long. But my favorite thing is that he wants our generation to fight in his war. I'm like, really? We can't even fight anxiety. Have you seen us? I don't want any of my friends having a gun. You might even want them having click clacks. Are you crazy? Like, not going to work out well. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people that have anxiety now. I think everybody pretends to, but I think you know, like, early on, like, even when you were a kid. You know what I mean? Like, I remember being a baby in the in my crib, and, like, my parents putting a mobile above my bed, and I was like, that fucking thing's coming down. It's not built to code. Why would you put spaceships above my head? I'm a baby. It seems safe, you know what I mean? I'm conflicted a little bit because I'm 33 years old, and I know I technically make the cutoff to be a millennial. Anybody else, like, right at the border of that shit? But I still feel like I'm closer to the boomer generation because my parents beat the shit out of me when I was a kid. Like, I still feel closer to them because it wasn't parents, it was mostly just my mother. Like, you know, like, Because my dad was more like the Don because we were Italian, so if I did something messed up, he would just nod to my mother and she would like follow me down the hallway with loaded backhand in her pocket. Didn't see it coming, like to the fucking back of the head. Or they would do that, like, have you ever been in public with your parents and like, you start to act up and then you start to cry or whatever, and they're like, if you don't stop crying, I'm gonna fucking give you something to cry about. I just had no idea they meant the economy like 20 years later.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I was looking at a different window, completely distracted. And joining me via Facebook Messenger is the aforementioned, very funny, adjusted on my levels, John Poveromo, everybody.
What's going on, man?
Jesus, I was like, I had two windows open, I got three buttons, and I'm trying to work everything, so fuck.
I hear you.
Fuck. So it's good to have you on, man. So good.
Yeah. And yeah, it's good to be on, dude.
Really funny stuff, by the way. I didn't get a chance to say that during the pre-show. But now, you're from New York. You perform out of New York. Your manager contacted me and said, hey, I'd like him to be on your podcast. Can you do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not going to help him. It really is.
Listen, I don't expect anything to help me. And that,
But I'll tell you what, if you guys want to find out more about what John's about, you can visit him. Very easy. This is what I love about some of my guests. They have like everything is one thing. Some guests are like Naked Donkey 457 and then like follow me on Instagram on Hot Dude or something like that. I don't know what's going on.
But
you can follow, you can freestalk him. It's super easy. He's on John Poveromo. He's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and his website. All the same thing. Let me spell it out for my podcast listeners. It's John, J-O-H-N, Poveromo, P-O-V-E-R-O-M-O, Poveromo. And if you go to the website, just tack a .net at the end of it, and then you can free stalk them. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Wait, did you say it's P-O-V-E-R-O-M-o? Did you get that?
I don't
you know, I think you said.
Please correct me.
I think there were too many O's.
Let me just spell P-O-V-E-R-O-M-o.
That's it, yeah.
Poveromo.
I don't know if you got, for a second, I thought maybe I heard way too many O's. It just
no, it wouldn't be you. It's me.
Okay.
No doubt. Now, we tried to figure this out because I don't think I added you as a friend. We had this pre-show conversation about how we think we know each other, but we don't, how strange Facebook really is.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's fucking weird. Like, I you know what I've done? Have you ever done this before where you've gone to a friend's party and they've introduced you to somebody and you're like, no, we already met. And then like your head's like, oh, no, you've only seen photos of them on Facebook. And it's super fucking creepy. And they're like, have we? And I'm like, I don't know.
No. Well, that's the thing. It, like, we were talking about how your manager kind of IMs people. Or it's not even called an IM anymore. It's called a PM.
Right.
I'm so fucking out of the loop.
Well, it's called a DM or a PM. And it may not even be called a PM anymore.
Fuck.
It was private message or direct message. And I think now it's just Facebook Messenger. Like, people turn that shit into verbs, they're like, messenger me. And I'm like, that's not a fucking thing.
No.
If you don't talk to me correctly, I'm not going to bother.
I can't stand. Here's the funny thing. I had my Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival this weekend, and all the comics who've been doing stand-up for less than 5 years, every single one, that's not true, because on the Friday we had more seasoned comics, and I say just in time in the business. But they all were like, oh, I'm hitting a mic. And I was like, what? They go, I'm hitting a mic. Now, I said, I noticed this like maybe 5 years ago. Now, I've been in comedy almost 30 years, and it's an open mic. But now they call them mics.
Yeah, they're just mics. Because you know what? There's such a blur now between an open mic. You know, I'm sure back in the day it actually had people there. So, you know what I mean? Like, and now an open mic is just 40 comics that can't get paid work. And they're sitting in the back of the room just fucking hating you because they don't know why you're there. You know what I mean? Like, none of them are laughing at each other. Though I'll tell you one thing, man. I don't do open mics at all, and I fucking hate them. Not to say that I don't drop into them, you know, when I need to. But I don't like going there or whatever, because what's even worse is when they know you're a paid comic and you're traveling. And then you go to test out new shit, they will give you fucking nothing.
Wow.
Because they're like, oh, this guy thinks he's so great. I'm like, how about you just fucking sit there and relax? And
that's funny, because here, like, I'll drop this one club I'll play, just on, it's like a monthly room, and I'll go and I'll try new stuff. But it's like I go there and they go, what are you doing here? And I'm like, that's different. Oh, wait a minute. My brother just chimed up. Poveromo. Country of origin, Poveromo. Can you use in a sentence? Poveromo. Word origin, Poveromo. P-O-V. Fucking brother.
That's hilarious. It is. It's from, it means, I'll tell you what it means right now. It means a poor man in Italian.
Does it really?
Yeah. And I'm living that fucking dream. So
hence you on my show right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, you're actually now you're from people like, why is New York comic on a, you know, essentially a Boston area podcast? But you're going to be actually up in New Hampshire. You're going to be doing some work up at Curly's Comedy Club, Jay Groh's place. Wait. It's have you ever been there before?
I haven't. I've heard good things, though.
Yeah, Jay actually started it. It's actually, I don't even know if he's gone his full year yet. He might have. But he started his own thing saying, you know, I think we can get Rochester to have its own comedy club. And he's been pushing and pushing. He's working his ass off in it. And it's really gotten some traction. I've been there kind of when he first opened. But we had like sellout. I mean, it's a small seat venue, which is great. Like, that's the only ones. I like small seat venues.
Me too, man. I love the intimacy of a room like that because you can just do so much.
Yeah. And they're really appreciative. And when they heckle, they all know each other. So someone's like, shut the fuck up, Frank. Yes. So it's a lot of their own crowd control.
Oh, this is probably going to be more in line with one of your. You know what? I'll save it for when you ask me those questions later. I got a good story.
Oh, for the first day.
About a real shit gig, but you just reminded me of it.
Well, write it down, because, you know, if you're anything like me, you're like, oh, I was going to, what was that?
Yeah.
How long you been at stand-up?
I've been doing it for 15 years.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. Yeah, oh, half of you. Half of you. I'm half of you.
Half of me.
I'm half of Mark Scalia. been doing it.
But you perform all of you mostly East Coast. You go further west, or would you travel?
I go everywhere, man. I performed all over the country, and I'll go. I was living in California for 2 years, so I'm in the clubs over there and stuff. And I'll go back and forth mostly for pilot season now, because you know how it is.
Yeah.
There's no road work over there too much, but you know, I'll stop at the Comedy Store, or the Ice House, or Flappers. Those are my three main comedy venues. And there's a couple like random ones in like San Juan Capistrano is a little comedy theater that I can go into and do some stuff to get some work.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've only seen what's the island? Is that Capistrano Island?
Oh no, it's
what's the island?
Are you talking about oh my god,
you can see
San Clemente, or are you talking about Catalina?
Oh, Catalina fucking wine mixer. How did I forget that?
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
How did I fucking forget that island?
Like, maybe he hasn't seen the movie, but yeah.
Fucking Catalina, fucking wine mixer. No.
So wait, you've done comedy on the?
No. I thought when you said this, I kept thinking of that one. The swallows come back to Capistrano.
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
that's the whole song.
Yeah, yeah. There's like 40 old people that live there still, and then that's it. That's who makes up the entire town.
Then you tell jokes for them.
Yeah, I did. I told jokes for them, and it was nice. It was basically like their grandchild was. They were seeing him perform for the first time. That's what I felt like. I just ridiculed them the whole time.
They picked up an old Super 8, and they're like, "This is my grandson."
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I know I got to get you guys back to the home by 8, so we're gonna make this quick. Wrap this shit up.
Oh my god, that's funny. So, do you do Canada work as well, or internationally? You've been overseas, or?
I haven't been overseas yet, and I really want to. I know I've been talking to some people in Canada. I got a buddy who did a couple shows, believe it or not, out in Scotland, and he was got a hook up there, and he's like, whenever you're ready. And I was like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd love to do that, but I have to – I'm booked, like, straight through the summer at this point, so
– Good for you,
I got to – thanks, man. Yeah, I got to make some plans for that kind of shit. I have to update my passport, first of all, which is something you'd think you'd do it immediately, but I really keep fucking forgetting. I really do, man. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'll be like, oh, I got to update my passport, and then I'll, like, go have ice cream instead. Like – It's no reason for it, but that's what happens.
Well, I had to update mine because I go up to Toronto all the time. And it was like when I first started going to Montreal and do stand up there, you didn't need a passport, driver's license. What are you coming here for?
I know.
I'm going to tell jokes. All right, come on up. Now it's like passport and paperwork and all. It's a ton.
Sure, because now we need to leave America. And they're like, hold on. They're like, well, wait, did you slow down a minute?
But the thing is, they don't even care if you make money. They really don't.
Yeah.
But if Canadian comics try to come here, because I've met a lot of comics up in Canada, and they go, oh, I'd love to work in the States. And I'm like, come on down. They go, no, it's so hard. It's almost impossible. It's very, very difficult for a Canadian comic to come to the U.S. and make money at regular clubs unless they're picked up by like an agency that wants to go through all that paperwork and stuff like that. That's the only way Canadian comics come here. But normal people just cross. That's it. Fucking. But yeah, you know what's funny? You mentioned the Scotland thing. A comic had sent me an audition tape. And he performed in Scotland, and that was the tape he sent me. It's probably the same club.
It probably is, man. Who was the comic?
Oh, my God. It wasn't this year. It was last year, and I can't even remember.
Was his name Mark? Mark Hirschenfeld? No. I just threw his name out there. But he's great.
That's fine. Once it's out on the internet, it stays there forever.
Well, I know it's only me and you right now, so there's nobody. It's like two girls just chatting.
We got a bunch of listeners tonight. We got seven. You might be one of them. You might be one of them. I don't know. Are you listening as well? Don't listen to yourself.
No, I'm not. I would never do that. I'm doing my taxes.
Fuck. So
we're just kidding. That's cool though. Well, you got that Scotland tape though. How did it work?
Yeah, no, he played very well. And I was like, why would you send me like a tape from, not that I wouldn't watch it, but I'm like,
sure,
it's an American crowd. Why wouldn't you send me an American crowd, an American club? But I guess he didn't have anything good, or that was one of his best sets, and he sent it to me.
It's, you know, the tape thing is so fucking ridiculous sometimes. I mean, I've been.
Well,
you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's when I say tape, like I'm so old, we used to actually send fucking VHS tapes through the mail. Now it's just a link to a YouTube video.
So here's why I'm on the cusp, man, is when I first started, I'm pretty sure they were just getting rid of tapes, but my first stand up is on a VHS tape from Caroline's.
Really?
Yeah. And I got another one from Gotham. And then like right after that, I think they started doing DVDs. And then after that, it was like links to Facebook and shit like that. Yeah. I remember a couple people I know who are stand ups, husband and wife, who were trying to turn me on to electronic press kits. They're like, don't send out a middle envelope anymore. Like, you did, like, electronic press kits are the way to go. And I was like, all right. And I remember trying to do mine for the first time, and it looked like garbage.
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
I was too young to be doing anything.
It's funny. I was doing press kits, for other comics as well, but it was like a resume and a headshot and,
was stapled to the back of the headshot.
Yeah. And then now it's like, no. And now people are like, do you send me a press kit? They're like, what's a press kit?
Right.
Like they have no fucking,
I'm usually genuinely curious about as soon as I get to the point where, you know, I don't know, I'm probably not even going to care anymore because everyone always talks like this. But like, as soon as I get big enough to handle the situation and then they forget about it.
If you're big enough, you won't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point.
Leave myself a note. But but I really would like to sit down with, like, because I don't understand the process. I'm friends with a couple bookers because I've known them since I was a kid or something like that. So we're good. And then there's other ones that I don't understand what their process is, because I'll send out a fucking tape and they'll be like, I don't know. Why would you send that one out? It's got a lot of material. You know, you talk about like the one that you just played, man. They'll be like, you talk about Trump a lot. And I'm like, I tell three jokes and about Trump and they're innocuous and the audience is getting a laugh. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, like, I don't understand what they're looking for exactly. But I think they're looking for trigger words, and then that's about it. And also, like, just listen to the audience and listen to the structure of the joke and me. You know what I mean? Like, and you'd be, I think, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I think you should be able to tell if you're booking a show, if the material is good, if the comic is great, you know what I mean? If they can be able to handle it. Because they're only asking for 5-10 minute tapes. So to me, that means in that 5 and 10 minutes, you're so good at judging a comic in comedy, because I perform all over the place. It doesn't matter if it's red state, blue state, you know, whatever the deal is.
Right.
I did, you know, sold out a week's worth of sold out shows in Florida. I mean, you can't get any more divisive, you know what I mean? And first of all, they don't even know they can vote down there yet. So, like, when that
Oh, hits, no, no. They know they can vote. They just vote wrong and fucked up.
Yeah, they
just
don't know how to do it. Yeah, they forget how to. Yeah, exactly.
It's a like, process we're not accustomed to.
Yeah, we're not so good at the counting. It's brutal. But I did that during the midterms when I was there. The primary winner. It was hilarious. But, like, people, like, I'll get certain bookers that'll, like, call my manager back and be like, Is he able to do? Yes, he's fucking able to do. Yeah. Like, read the guy, you know. But they don't. It's ridiculous. By the way, how is New Hampshire?
it's actually you're gonna like it. Rochester, they're a really good audience. Blue collar,
good.
Down earth, no fucking around. They're just
awesome.
And Jay puts together. Jay sets the table nice. I mean, he really trusts the people who are on his stage, and he handpicks everybody. And he's kind of a one-man band, and I really respect that. I mean, he's running the restaurant, he's running the bar, he's running the club, he's, you know, he's doing the invitation.
Yeah.
He's like, and I go, dude, delegate.
Yeah. Honestly, those are always, I trust those dudes more than anything when they're like, you know what I mean? When they've got such a good handle on it, and I've heard great stuff about the room, so I don't even know him, I haven't met him yet, but I already like him.
Yeah, well, the thing about something like that is, you know, again, and Jay's doing this, it's fantastic. Now the club is actually picking up, and it's getting busier. So now he has to, you know. You know what it is?
Yeah,
like now he's got like now he's got a cook and he's got a manager and all this other stuff. But when I was there, he was literally he would intro me. He'd go back in the kitchen. He'd start making like I don't know buffalo wings or something, and then come in and pour like four drinks, and then go up and then reintroduce the next act. And I'm like, dude, I really appreciate the double stepping. I can bring myself up. I'm not worried about it. I said, don't.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Pour the drink, but yeah, he works really, really hard, and the club's really it's really taken, it's really setting in, and it's really getting a good following. And he breaks up the comics. He has different acts and a variety of acts too. And then he does an open mic on Thursday. It's called Amateur League, a rookie league, I think he calls it. So he gives a lot of other comics spots and stuff like that. So it's
that's fantastic.
Yeah, you're gonna love it up there. It's fantastic.
Are you gonna be around this weekend?
No, I'm working this weekend.
Good. Well, you know what? That's what I like. That's good. That's
I mean, good. Well, I'm in Keene, so I was like, Keene is not even fucking close to where you're gonna. No, no.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Keene is like fucking no east west highways in New Hampshire. It's horrible. Anyway.
No, I know. I'm excited about doing New Hampshire and then going. I love going to Boston. I've gone there every year. I don't know, for the last like 4 years or whatever, and it's always a blast. So I'm excited about that too.
And you still tell people from New York when you're in Boston?
Yeah. I don't announce it in the fucking streets, but you know, I'm from New York.
Yeah, it's like, get the fuck out!
Get out of my phone. No, but, they're really good audiences, man. They're comedy audiences. So
yeah,
they're fucking awesome.
So listen,
I'm going to be doing the Improv Boston in the Comedy Studio the 31st.
Nice. I have not been at the new room in the Cambridge.
Me neither. My first time there.
Yeah. Well, do you play when it was in Cambridge?
Yeah.
Okay. See,
loved it over there.
Yeah, Cambridge and I had this conversation last week with another comic. Cambridge and I, we don't work out. We just...
Oh, you don't?
No. Nope.
Everybody's got those one city, one room, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Harvard Square.
You mean the people, or you don't like the square itself?
No. The square I love, but the funny thing was, if you said fuck at Knicks, you were dirty. But if you said fuck at Catch a Rising Star, you were clever. And I picked up on that right away. And I was like, are you serious? These are the same comics who work different rooms. And just, you know, they were like, oh, he said fuck in Cambridge. Like, well, go fuck yourself is what I mean.
Yeah, dude, I know what you mean. It's such bullshit. I can't. My biggest, I think I remember when I first got out to L.A., I was doing a thing at the Laugh Factory over there, and I had to go. Like, I already got in to do a thing, but I had to go in front of Jamie.
Yeah.
And I got that. Yeah. I got there.
Did he tell you to be a garbage man to tell you about your character?
Yeah, exactly. So I get there, but I got there early, so I got to see the set. You know, the group of guys that wait outside.
Oh.
So I got to see them go up, and it was brutal. But I felt really bad. You know, I feel for those guys. I used to be one of those dudes. But like, this dude's like 40 something years old, and I know he is, you know, maybe he's doing stand up some other place or whatever, but he's excited. He got into the comedy, you know, Laugh Factory or whatever, and he's on stage and he says shit. And this dude on the side of the stage that I didn't even see hits like a buzzer and tells him he has to end his set early and get off because he cursed.
What?
And I'm like, my mind is fucking blown. And the guy doesn't even know what he says because he's a fucking adult, and that probably just, you know what I mean? Like, he said shit. So, but it left a really bad taste in my mouth. But I was like, first of all, this kid's fucking 12, you know, judging this shit. And, you know, but I don't have, like, you know, the whole idea of stand-up was it was counterculture to whatever was going on. You're supposed to be But now they're like manufacturing little 6 to 7 minute spots for TV, and it really does, like, you know. And by the way, those guys don't last. I'm not saying they're not good. Like, every now and again, like, there's really ones that, like, you know, can nail that 6 to 7 minute spot and can become, because they're actual comics but doing something else. But for the most part, man, how many do you see that sound like, if I walk away from the TV and there's a stand up on TV, they all fucking sound the same to me.
I had this story. And I'll tell you this, and we'll cut to break. Wendy Lee.
And we'll cut to break because you're fucking talking too much.
No. No, because I want to play another clip of you during the break. That's what I'm going for.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But we talked about how the 6 minute set for comics in Netflix and stuff like that is, some comics go, that's fantastic. And I go, no, it's fucking horrible. And I'll tell you why. Because, and I've done contests and festivals all over the country. Anybody's six can beat anybody's six. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you've been in the business for 30 years, you've been in the business for 3 months. Anybody's six can beat anybody's six. Then what happens is, if you keep going in a contest, they have you do more and more time. And I know immediately who I can take for 6 minutes and who I cannot take for 20. And that's exactly what it's going to be. So when you see a 6 minute special on Netflix or HBO or whatever, you may say, wow, they're funny. But then if you see them for 20 minutes or 15 minutes or 30 minutes, you're like, what the fuck?
But see, and here's the thing, and I understand that completely. That's the thing about comedy, too, is obviously everyone says, you know, it's a subjective and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But people have to understand, like, that's what I do like about the kind of thing, and I don't like the way it's talked about now, is where someone goes, so-and-so was never funny. And I'm like, it just wasn't for you. You know what I mean? Like people do that about comics who are touring professionally or have toured professionally for fucking years, decades. They've outlasted everybody.
Yeah.
And they're just like, so-and-so was never funny. But you know what I mean? I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like the shit with Kevin Hart about saying, you know, material.
Oh, I know.
And then I had this conversation about Eddie Murphy's first Delirious. And they
love Delirious.
And they went, oh, you can't do that. And I go, well, here's the thing. It doesn't make it not funny then. It just makes it, you can't, we're a different culture now. So the jokes that flew then don't necessarily fly now. Just like blackface was a completely acceptable form of entertainment.
Yep.
But now it is not. And that's fine. It's just, it faded out. It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you got to stay relevant in a comic. You just got to change it up all the time.
Oh, sure, you do. You have to change it up all the time, too. But then there's also part of that thing of pushing the line and pushing the boundary and seeing how far you can go and all that other shit, too, where, you know, I'll tell you right now, I get indignant when civilians tell comedians in general how to do whatever they do and what they should be talking about. I'm like, fuck you. Go back to your Jiffy Lube job and live in your fucking cul-de-sac and mind your business. You don't do what we do. You know, you don't get to, like, I don't mind talking shop with comedians and, you know, talking with other people who are in comedy or whatever like that. But as soon as some fucking housewife from, you know, fucking Poughkeepsie just died, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or some dude who's like, hey, listen, you know, you should really.
When anybody uses the term, you should, I nod off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's do this, John. Let's take our second break. Let's listen a little bit more of you during the break. Stay on. When we come back, we're going to play a really quick game because we've got a bunch of listeners. And I'm going to play a game with you, and I'll tell you about it when we come back. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
From 1981 to 1992, saxophone usage in songs were 9 out of 10. However, since 1993, modern-day songs featuring saxophones have decreased 87%. Because of this, most of today's saxophones have been abandoned, and some, homeless. At the United Saxophone Usage of America, we provide songs for saxophones. For just pennies a day, you can help these instruments desperately in need. Meet Kenny. Falling on tough times, he performs in adult films. Thanks to your contributions, he is playing in the rendition of Grease for the Robin Kowalski Middle School. Our mission at USUA is to get saxophone usage back to what it was over two decades ago. Please give to the United Saxophone Usage of America, because we can all use a little more sax.
Hi, this is Kenny Bonison. You're listening to Radio Irregardless, and you should probably turn this off.
I'm trying to date. It's not going. I was doing long distance. Anybody hate themselves enough to do a long distance relationship? A lot of you are in a break it off now. I'm telling you. I thought it was going to work out because my grandparents actually wound up in a long distance relationship when they were a little older. One of them lived in Brooklyn. The other was in heaven. They got together eventually. Don't worry. Super happy, but it was really sweet because they were really in love when they were alive, you know? Like my grandfather passed away, and then, like, 3 weeks later, like, my grandmother actually finally went, which is kind of not as romantic as when you read in the paper when they go at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, true love. But I feel like they would have done that, but, like, right before he died, he just kind of looked at my grandmother and was like, how about you give me, like, 5 fucking minutes? In 50 years, you think maybe I can have some me time?
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still on the Facebook Messenger is John Poveroma. And again, you can free stalk him on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And his website, just added .net. It's John Poveroma. It's
Poveromo.
What am I saying?
Poveromo.
Oh, I put an H. Shit, that's a typing in my fucking show prep. You know what's funny? I didn't read the show prep when we did the first part. It's Poveromo. P-O-V-E-R-O-M-O, Poveromo. I gotta change all those. I'm bad for fucking misspelling stuff. I hate.
No,
like,
it's fine.
I like spell check, but everything is underlined. Like if I write something to you and you proofread it afterwards, everything is underlined red. Every part. Yeah.
No, I hear you, man. Listen, it's okay because if we have a light weekend this weekend, I'm just gonna blame you. They're looking up the wrong guy to go see. I don't know.
Actually, that's fine. Actually, Jay has been a guest a couple times on this show, and I've done when he had a different room. He had a Wednesday night showcase. I did a live remote from one of his showcases, and I interviewed all the comics there. It was actually a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
But yeah, it's a good little room. So let's do this, John. Since we got a bunch of listeners now, your name is it's aptly. It's so fucking aptly that I actually misspoke it. Misspelled it. It's Poveromo. P-O-V-E-R-O-M-O. Now it has over right in the middle. It's over. So now I play a game with my guests all the time. It's a very quick game. Now we're gonna play a little game with you. And the game is called It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
All right.
I spent all but 15 minutes putting this fuck together. So let's just work it out. So because your name has got O-V-E-R in it, I thought, how many words actually have over in them? So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a definition of a word, and then you have to tell me what the word is. And the word will contain O-V-E-R in that order in the word.
Okay.
So now here's the benefit of yours. You and I speaking via Facebook Messenger, we're virtually instantaneous. But my listening audience is listening through the internet, so they might be listening on a possible 4 to 8 second delay. So that's your disadvantage. Their advantage is there's more of them than of you, and because it's my audience, barely them and then you. So there's about 8 listeners we have right now. So some of them, if they're not signed in, they can't actually do it, but my listeners are very good, and you might be able to beat them, but we'll see how it is. So if I
can, let's do this.
So let's try an example just so everybody knows how to play. If I said, if I'm going to be spending the next 6 months abroad, the word that would define that would be
overseas,
containing the word over in it. Perfect. Yeah. That's how we play. So the first one's good. So if I said, in general, I'm feeling good.
In general, you're feeling good?
Yeah.
I'll
make it even better. If I was a farmer, I would wear these.
Overalls.
Overalls. Did he get it right?
It's over, Johnny.
Yeah, he did.
It's over.
Oh, great.
Okay. He did get it right. Okay. I'm just saying. Overalls. When two people speak at the same time, their conversations
overlap.
Nothing over till it's over. It's probably in the 70s.
Okay, you got that right. If I said I have these things, oh, I can't say it. Let's see if I can define this correctly. I sleep in a room on a piece of furniture that has a blanket, and the blanket is called.
Oh my God! The blanket's called a. Oh my God, man! I don't know.
What is the blanket on?
What'd you say?
What is the blanket on?
Me?
No. What is the piece of furniture that I'm sleeping on?
Oh, a table? No, did you say a hard surface?
No. my brother said cover. Close.
Oh, cover.
Close.
Oh, okay. Oh,
close.
Wait, it's a cover?
It's close. If I said the sheets, the blankets, those are all.
Oh my God, why can't I? I'm trying to think. I keep thinking of the word comforter, but that's not. It's Oh my God, man. I have no idea.
What is the piece of furniture that you sleep on in a room?
Oh, in a bed, a mattress.
It's called a bed. And then there's the bed, then the word cover. And what are they doing actively?
The bed and the cover are.
You're not going to get it. It's called.
Wait a minute. Apparently, I'm on a delay. No. I don't know what. Wait, this is going to kill me.
If my brother gets it before you, that'll be bad because my brother smokes a lot of dope.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So I'm on a bed.
Yes.
Is there anyone with me in it?
No.
That sounds about right.
That's
so far.
Sad. That's sad but accurate.
All right. Yeah. No, I get it.
So a mattress on top of the mattress, on top of the. On top of the bed is a blanket and the sheets and the pillows. And these are not just covers, but you said they are bed cover over.
But it has the word over in it, or is it?
No, it's bed. Just I'm going to give it bed coverings. Bed covering.
Bed coverings.
That's it.
That is fucking awful. I've never in my life. I've never called them bed coverings.
Bed coverings.
Hey, what is it? Christmas story?
All right. So you know what I'll do? I'll delete that one. How about that?
Bed coverings. Honey, have you changed the bed coverings? Cover. You've never heard anyone
I've heard the Amish use the word. Anyway.
I didn't realize you were hanging out with people without electricity.
That's funny. What? They can't hear. It's everybody in the. Everybody has no electricity, as far as I'm concerned. Those are my listeners. They just can't get to me.
We're all Amish in the winter.
If I said the Irish have a good luck charm.
Oh, four-leaf clover.
No.
Oh,
well,
or?
It is a four-leaf clover.
Okay.
And I was going to say clover leaf, but that's fine. I'll give it to you.
Oh, clover leaf.
How about
this
one?
Thanks.
Name this song. You're a little young for this song, but I'll play it anyway.
Okay.
It's a huge intro. It's a 7-minute song.
Jesus.
My listeners are going to get this.
Oh my God.
By Prince.
Oh my God.
I just can't believe all the things people say.
Oh my God. That was
straight or gay. Here's a chorus. That's the name of the song. My wife's gonna get this.
Controversy. Controversy.
Perfect. It was okay. Controversy, but unfortunately, my guest got it before you did. But that's fine.
Oh, damn it, man. I was like, why?
You were so cool.
I fucking knew this. Yeah.
And you know something? Here's the thing. If you don't like what my guests say, that would make you a.
That would make me. An overlord. I don't know. that would make me overbearing. If I don't like what your guests say.
Right. If I said to you, hey, my guests are the smartest listeners in the world, and you had a difference of opinion.
And I would say, what guests, right? What are we?
they're all from Rochester. Oh, my God.
Right. Okay. You said that your guests were the smartest people in the world, and I disagreed.
Yeah.
Overstating. It'd be an overstatement. It would be.
It would be an overstatement, but
right?
Okay, you know something. I was going to go with something. How about if you agree with me? If I said,
agree with you.
Yeah, if you agree with me, you would give me your seal of
approval.
That's right.
Great.
How about this one? Yeah.
I thought it had the word over in it.
It is disapprove.
Oh, you're right.
Disapprover. Okay, you would be an approver. How about this one? What is this?
Oh my God. A man drowning?
listen again. It's a man who fell
over.
Over what?
Over troubled water. No. I don't know.
Overboard.
Overboard. Oh, okay, great. Okay.
What is that? My brother even wrote on other board. He's smoking dope. Anyway, I don't know. Just for my own clarification, I don't know if he's smoking dope. I think he's smoking dope. Anyway,
I think it's safe to say.
I mean, if he's listening to this show, probably.
Yeah.
I think it always helps. If I said a front end loader or a dump truck or a giant piece of equipment, they move the I gave it away. Earth movers. Never mind.
Oh, you sound like an alien that's trying to blend in to be a human. Earth movers. Bed coverings. No one uses these terms.
These are antiquated words, and I have a dictionary that I stole.
Earth movers.
What's a dictionary?
I feel like you've got like a broken thesaurus. You just bought a really cheap thesaurus.
Okay.
Yes, earth movers.
How about this then? If I was an alien, I would fly on a vehicle that might...
overthrow the earth. Hover.
Hover, correct.
Oh, great. That was a good whistle, dude.
You like that?
Yeah.
That was me. That wasn't a soundbite.
That was impressive. I can't do that for shit.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Wow. You son of a gun, you uniums me.
Okay, how about this? Currently, it is engaged in a giant shutdown.
Oh, the government.
The government has over in it. Yes, it does.
Yes,
and
my
wife, she typed down bed curtains because bed curtains is a show we do. Bed curtains is, I play Scrooge in the winter and I play, it goes bed curtains anyway. And of course, the last one, let's get this fucking thing to bed. Comics are often very shy and
verbose. Oh wait, oh,
verbose.
That's a good one too, though. That's not over, but it's a good word.
It's verbose, isn't it? Yeah.
And extroverted.
If there's
introverted. Sorry, you said shy. You know what? It's crazy. I'm only thinking of myself when you said. I completely ignored the fact that you said shy. I'm not shy. I've never been shy. So
perfect.
Yeah, introverted. I don't even like, that's a dirty word to me.
Let's do that. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tabulate the scores because that was a lot of fun. And we're gonna take a third and final break. When we come back, we're gonna ask John the three questions I ask of all my guests. One of my break, my brother wrote finally introvert. Anyway, he's catching up. He's on a delay. When we come back, we're gonna talk to John. He's gonna tell us about his first time, his best time, and his worst time. You're listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Air Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still with me, I don't know why, but still with me, John Poveromo for the fucking third
time.
That
was perfect.
See?
Imagine if you were like John Smith. It's just completely
There's like no close. Pump to it.
Yeah, but yeah.
Again, you can free stalk him on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and his website at John Poveromo, P-O-V-E-R-O-M-O, and just papa.net at the end of that for his website. But it's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all the same site, all the same handle. They call it a handle?
Yeah. I call it a handle. I just wanted to say that. I think I'm like one of the only people that does. I always be like, what's your handle? People are like, what? Like,
yeah, so what's your Twitter handle?
And yeah,
all the fucking Gen X is not Gen X is the millennials. They're like, all the good screen names are taken. I'm like, is that your biggest fucking problem in the planet?
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Just it is shut kinda, up.
It's you know what I have a couple cousins that have the you know, from a huge Italian family and stuff like that. But I know I have a couple cousins that I'm sure just fucking hate me because you know. Italians recycle names, you know, the way we should be recycling to save the planet. But, you know, they fucking, there's a couple Johns and there's obviously my last name the same too. And I know I've taken up every social media platform before they were born.
You go with Giovanni or John with a Q. They're going to have to start respelling it. Like, you know, they like do a lot of girls' names like Jacqueline.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We start doing that with men's names now soon, I would imagine.
Yeah, I can't wait till they're just like fucking emojis at this point. We're using to sound them out.
Oh, there was Dom Figg. Oh, I fucking love Dom Figg. He was in L.A. Mm-hmm. for a while, New York, and now he's back here. He goes, I'm going to change my name to a symbol like Prince. My name is going to be greater than. Great fucking joke. Anyway,
hilarious.
I tabulated all the scores and my audience was very slow, but you did fairly well. I think you got most of them, so you win.
Oh great.
Congratulations. It's not a big achievement, but there you go.
That's fantastic.
I'll give you the full intro.
What do I win?
You win.
Oh, that was great. Okay, was enough.
You win the music, the sound clip, I guess.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
I
got to
put that together. It's not that doesn't exist anywhere else except my show.
I am very honored. I'm going to treasure that always.
You don't give a fuck, John. Be honest with
me. It's a lot of work.
My brother just said, please explain an alternate spelling to Jacqueline. I don't want to.
I have a friend who spells it J-A-C, I mean, like Q-I-M.
Yeah,
MP3
like
players.
Jacqueline with a G, J A Q, and J. Anyway.
Right, I know. It's anyway, just fucking ridiculous. We're going I off, hate everyone.
Fucking. You know, here's a bunch of people just joined in now. Thank you guys for joining. This is the last few minutes, so you're in the best possible position to listen to the show. So Before we let you go, John, you can see him. He's coming up this coming weekend, the 25th and 26th. He's at Curly's Comedy Club in Rochester, New Hampshire. And then next weekend, he'll be doing a set at the Comedy Studio in Somerville and also the Improv Boston show. Is that Saturday night or Friday and Saturday, respectively?
That is, I'll tell you right now, 31st. I'll be at Improv Boston on Thursday and then Friday and Saturday, actually.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
And then I'm doing the Comedy Studio the same thing. Like, Comedy Studio will be, I believe, Saturday the 2nd.
Oh, my wife just typed it. Of course, my wife is amazing. She just typed a new website. Say John
she is the best.
.net. There you go. So before we let you go, John, please tell me in my lovely audience about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stages. And please do it on that order because the first time we love to hear about how inspirational it was. The best show is like how high you've risen, and the last one is how much you've fallen.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the first time was really, really good. And then every time since then has been at a tie for how bad it's been. No, I'm just kidding. The first time was really good. It was my first time. I was at Caroline's on Broadway. I had a great set. It was 5 minutes. My family was there. My friends were there. And a room full of strangers at Caroline's. And it was a fucking blast. Nice. And, that was a lot of fun to do. And then, my best time, I think still, I've had really good moments since, but I think a good moment for me was I was 4 years in and I got to open for Jimmy Fallon. And that was that kind of pivoted me from, a guy who could open for national acts. So that was a really good moment. We did five shows together. It was an absolute blast. I got to meet his family. He was cool to hang out with. So that was fucking awesome. And then my worst time, there's a couple worst. I've got some good worst time stories, but this is one of the one that reminded me of before. I'm doing this podunk town in New Jersey. I can't even remember the name of it. But it's like, it's a nothing town. It was like one of these awful firehouse gig things, right? Or whatever. But I go there and, it's me. The headliner was, Mike Egan. Great, great guy. And we get there and there's nobody at the fucking place. And we're like, what? Are we in the right? You know, we got there like a little early or whatever, but we're like, hey, they're going to be an audience, not going to be a show. And the bartender's like, yeah, don't worry, they'll be here. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like 10 minutes, 15 minutes after, you know, when the show's supposed to start, we're like, hey. And there's not even the audience here. And they're like, listen, they're all at a wedding. They'll be here when they get here.
They're all at a wedding.
The entire fucking town was at a wedding. And we were just like, are you shitting? And their plan was to get married. Like, I'm not kidding you. They all showed up in, like, dress to go.
No fucking way.
And I'm, like, up there 30 minutes of dick jokes. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm like, this is fucking rare. And we left. We looked at each other. And we were like, we're getting the fuck out of here. Like, toot sweet.
It was, my brother posted in Podunk, New Jersey. Been there.
That's hilarious.
Fucking the whole town's at a wedding.
Yeah, the whole town's at a fucking wedding. We were like, what the shit? Yeah, it was fucking awful.
That's a great story.
Yeah, man, it's good stuff.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. Well, John, it's been a pleasure on the show. I thank you so much for being part of this. And I hope our circles kind of meet. Hopefully they will.
Yeah.
If not, what we can do is, you know, next time in New York and next time you're here, definitely Facebook me or, you know, or what do they call it? Message me?
Yeah, I'll messenger you.
DM, PM, fucking FM, whatever the fuck it is.
I'm just going to fucking send an old-fashioned telegram.
Just beep, 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 beep. Oh, my God, it's from John.
I'll send a raven.
No, an owl, because I'm not a big Harry Potter
Harry
fan.
Potter. Oh, all right. I am, so that was upsetting.
But they
thought we had something to connect on. And I was like, get out of here. Me too. You ever see the one with...
But it's been great. It's been great having you on, John. And
thanks
have a great time
me.
At Curly's Tell J. I said hi. And thank
Absolutely.
You so much for being a part of this tonight.
Thank you, man. Take care.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. John Poveromo, everybody. So... funny. Oh, my God. And for the people who joined on late, boy, did you miss a lot because we had such a fucking good time. And again, definitely check him out through his website. You can get all his Twitter, Instagram, Facebook information, johnpoveromo.net. So before we wrap the show, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be this coming weekend. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, I will be doing a set at the Kowloon at a private show. And then I'll be zipping over to Beverly, Mass at 9 Wallace to close that show out as well. Friday night, I'm going to be bouncing around doing a lot of what they call it, hitting the clubs, as it were. Not those kind of clubs, but comedy clubs. And then Saturday night, I will be headlining the Colonial Theater in Keene, New Hampshire. And that is going to be a spectacular show. A lot of talent on the show. And if you guys are in the Keene, New Hampshire area and you want to make it down, please do. I'd love to see you. So as always, guys, if you want to be a guest or a sponsor, please call the hotline at 978-219-9294. You can also email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. And also, next week, we'll be back January 23rd. Jeff Colella will be our guest. Hey, guys, it's been great. Have a great night. We'll see you soon.
It's been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one, two, three.